This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I want to start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, you crazy kids. Welcome back to Saturday Night. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's a very special night for us. More on that in just a little bit. Big historic week this week. Did you pay attention? We've got a big show. I'm glad you're here. Two new guests to the broadcast tonight. In hour number one, we've got a young man by the name of Zeke Griffin. He's going to tell us a story, first-hand story, personal story, story about his life and what became of it, how it changed in a big way. And in hour number two, Jennifer Lowry, a brand new guest to the Ladies Lounge for the first time, and a very interesting concept that we're dealing with tonight. I'll tell you more about both of them as we get closer to their time with us. But yeah, big, big historic week. The president meeting with North Korea, shaking hands with the North Korean leader, the dictator, the man who has killed many of his own people. And then the Inspector General's report coming out later in the week, and all of the pomp and circumstance related to that. Friends, we will get into that. And I've got a new column up from townhall.com tonight I want you to read at midnight as well. It's going to hopefully help a lot of people understand these very troubling times we live in. It's one of the reasons why we like to talk about the breaking news and what it means and why it matters here at Radio Night Live. But tonight, we're going to talk about something slightly off the front page, but something that I feel like is maybe every bit as morally important as any of that that we could be. It is a very exciting thing that we started at the beginning of the month of June, and as the end of the month comes near, the opportunity to make sure that children get to go to a camp that they otherwise wouldn't be able to is drawing nigh. And because of that, I want to make sure that the 21 seats we have left on the bus of children that we can get to Angel Tree Camp this summer are going to be able to get there. If you're just joining us, what is Angel Tree Camp all about? Why does it exist? And what does it matter to the lives of the children that go? We're going to get into all of those things from a first-hand perspective. But to give you a real quick reminder, it's an extension of Ministry of Prison Fellowship, started numbers of years ago by Chuck Colson, by people who wanted to, in a way, reach the children of incarcerated inmates that would have no one else reaching out to them, and in a way showing them God's love and a new life that they could live that would not only break the cycle of poverty but give them meaning in a way that nothing else in life does. So if you are moved to help us, it costs $200 to put one child on the bus. They get a week of camp. Everything is included. 855-240-7721 is my number. 855-240-7721. And $200 will get that child to camp this summer. And I hope that you'll consider stepping up. Zeke Griffin is a name that you may not know, but he is a name of someone that Angel Tree campers know at some of the camps, because he was an Angel Tree camper. And he now joins us at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Zeke, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Zeke, take me back to the day that your life began to change, the day that your father was arrested. What was that day supposed to be?
Well, that day was supposed to be actually one of the best days for he and I. It was the first day I was getting ready to play school basketball. That was our dream, was to go to the NBA, you know, or me make it to the NBA. You know, he'd be there supporting and whatnot. So that was the dream at that time. But what was supposed to be that glorious day, kind of turned out to be a wreck. Woke up to the sight of him being taken to jail, and that was the day of tryouts. But I was like, okay, well, this is normal. I can go to school, come back, and he'll be here, and I'll just share the news with him or whatever. the tryouts, rushing home, opening the door, and realizing he wasn't there, like, that's when things really began to change. That's when I started to develop this kind of pain and this hurt in my heart.
Sure. What was your living situation? Did your mom live with you guys? Was it just you and your dad? What were the circumstances?
At the time, we were staying in Garland, Texas, and we were staying in an apartment. It was a three-bedroom apartment. It was me, two of my sisters, and my mom was taking care of us, but my dad was sort of in and out of the house.
Gotcha. And despite him being in and out, he had a degree of a relationship with you that at least the two of you were working on this basketball hope and dream together. And for him to be arrested and taken out, did you know what his crime was at the time?
At the time, no. I kind of figured it was the same as usual. You know, he just probably got caught with a few drugs or something like that. And, you know, it became so normal that it was just like, okay, well, I'll see him here in a little bit. Like, they'll release him or something like that. But this time was a little bit different. A little bit different.
And at that time, it's like the best day of your life. You think you're going to have his support. You're trying out for the team. What was the role of God in your life at the time?
I had been going to a youth group, but it was more so just to hang out with my friends. We did almost everything together. Some of my best friends now, but I hadn't completely like accepted God for myself. It was just something we grew up with. So it was just like, okay, I just kind of adopted this God that we speak of.
How long was your dad in prison?
2 years, two whole years. It was seventh grade year, eighth grade year, and a little bit going into the summertime, into my ninth grade year.
So you're 13 years old, somewhere in that age, and your dad gets taken off to jail. What when he didn't come back that afternoon? What went through your head?
Honestly, fear. Because again, like at the time, I was so much concerned about basketball, and this is my best, like my dad was my best friend. So it's just like, okay, well now I'm not sure how I'm going to make it on the team without having that voice in the crowd and, you know, not having that support coming home and talking about, you know, games and whatnot. And I was the only boy. So, you know, hanging out with him, even outside of basketball, was like huge for me. It was like a small, and I wanted to be where Dad was, but, you know, this was a little different.
You said it began to create a hurt in your life. Describe what that hurt was like.
It was like this emptiness, like something that had been taken away from me, literally. But I wanted that, like I had friends, but I wanted something more, like someone to be there. And I started a game I hurt towards my mom more than anything, like this anger towards her, because I knew she was the one who called the police on my dad. So, like, this developed this small, like, bitterness and anger towards her. Like, man, like, he took away the big thing in my life that, you know, at this time was crucial to me. Like, you, right. You know what we're coming for. So it was, I started to gain a little hurt more towards my mom, and then it kind of trickled down into my sisters, like kind of pushing them away to a degree. So, yeah, that's what started to happen there.
You've dealt with other children that had incarcerated parents. Is that a common thing to begin to resent those that aren't in and to have hurt built up towards the outside world?
Oh, yes. We see it all the time. And it's not just hearing what they're saying, but you can see it in how they interact with other people, like their peers or the counselors that we may have come in for the camp. You just see their interactions and just like, okay, you know something is there. Something is hurting them on the inside, and like there's a reason they're pushing everyone away.
Right. Does it hurt the child's self-esteem to know that their parent is in prison, even though they didn't have anything to do with the parent's crime?
To a degree, for sure. There's certain moments where you start to think maybe it's your fault that, you know, something didn't work out, or you know, maybe you could have did something different, but it's not up to you at all. But you gain that. You know, when something like something so big, it takes, like when a family member is taken away from you like that, you start to think, you like start to let, you know, your mind play tricks on you. And this is definitely a route I took, just like, okay, well, maybe I did this, maybe I could have did that, but no, it wasn't my fault. But at the same time, I still feel like it is. So yeah, you start playing mind games with yourself, and it's a dangerous path to take too.
We're speaking with Zeke Griffin, and we're letting him tell his story, a true story of a young man who lost his father to an arrest and then eventually found something called Angel Tree Camp, and we're going to get into that as we continue. But Angel Tree is where children of incarcerated parents can find hope, can find God, can find love, can find the thing that they may most be looking for in life, and you help make it possible. We're trying to raise money for to fill out the bus of children that we can send, and there's 21 seats left on the bus. And here's the phone number: 855-240-7721, 855-240-7721, 855-240-7721. When we come back, what happened next in Zeke's life as we continue? Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
Well, if you've listened to this broadcast for any length of time, you know that I think that boys are very important. The Hot Sardines, our house band. Fun little ditty that we play each week. Anyway, happy Father's Day weekend to all you dads, too. It's kind of a big deal. Hope you get to spend some really quality time with the young people in your life. I'm touched by Zeke's stories. We're talking it through tonight because, of course, a father is someone that is very important to the formation of a young boy. And when he is not in their life, when he's not in the life of that young man, things turn out so differently. And that's part of the cycle of what we're trying to stop tonight. We want to put fathers and sons back together, and I think that that's a good thing to do. 855-240-7721 is the number. That's the number I'm asking you to call to help see to it that a child who may be very confused, may be very alone, may be quite hurt in terms of what they are experiencing, thinking about themselves, hearing kids at school tease them, all the things that that go on in the life of a child whose parent has gone to prison. A lot of people, a lot of rest of society just throw these people away and say, well, if their parents are in prison, then they must be no good. So why would we want to do anything for them? And yet, friend, if we don't, it's like we sentence them to repeat the cycle again and again. And that's where Prison Fellowship, a number of years ago, under the direction of Chuck Colson, said, we've got to do something to reach these kids. Project Angel Tree is an outgrowth of Prison Fellowship, and out of their Christmas program, which brings Christmas presents to incarcerated persons' children around the Christmas time, working in conjunction with local churches in the area, now they have developed a summer camp program where many of these same children can find their questions get asked and answered for the first time, get to relate to other children that have the same struggles and issues. And friends, if you are so moved, we need your help to supply 21 scholarships for young children to go to camp. We are trying to do this before the end of June. Please take the time to think this through and then make the call. 855-240-7721 is the number. 855-240-7721. On the line with me is Zeke Griffin, and he is a product of the Angel Tree Camp. He was just beginning to tell us his story in the first segment. And Zeke, for people that are just joining us, your dad was marched away in handcuffs on the morning that you were trying out for your first basketball team at school, and you ended up not getting to see him for another 2 years after that. Take us to the day where Angel Tree came into your life, and tell us the circumstances that were surrounding it when that took place.
So I remember this like it was yesterday. It was around Christmas time, and we were all in the living room just kind of hanging out, playing video games. You know, we had a few family members in town just kind of relaxing and whatnot. It's Christmas time, so yes, it's a great occasion, but you know, there's still that big elephant in the room, like, yo, we're doing Christmas without Dad this year, so it's a little weird. It was a little weird. But sure enough, we get this knock on the door, and it's nighttime, so I'm thinking to myself, like, who in the world can be coming to the door this late? So we open up the door, and it's Santa Claus with a few elves of his, and I was like, What is happening?
Were they actually dressed in outfits?
They were dressed in outfits. I wish I could make that up, but it was great. It was great.
And you're what, 13 at the time? So this, I mean, you hadn't totally grown out of it yet.
Yeah, not completely. There was still a small belief there. So I was excited and shocked to see Ken at the door with elves.
Sure. You open the door, and who says what to who?
So Santa just steps in and speaks up. He's like, hey, First of all, we have a few gifts here for you guys. And we were excited about it because we kind of felt that Christmas wouldn't be as great this year. So, you know, anytime you receive a gift as a kid, you're going to kind of lose your mind a little bit. So we were excited. They brought in the gifts. And then at the end, Santa had said, like, so also, we want you guys to know that you've also received, and this is me and two of my sisters, so you've also received a week free at camp. And I was like, I have no clue what camp even is. Really, like, we had never been to camp before, so this was different for me. But like at the same time, I was a little intrigued. But like, he gave it to us, gave us all hugs. We hugged the elves and all that stuff, and they were on their way. It was just like that.
And later, when you found out, were they from a local church in your area? Who were the Santa and the elves?
They worked for Angel Tree. I can't remember exactly what church they were from, but I do remember them announcing, like, we're with the Angel Tree Ministries, and, you know, your dad reached out to us and, you know, helped us get you involved in this. So,
right, and that's part of the program for people that are listening. The incarcerated person is the one that requests involvement in the Angel Tree program for their children, and the way that generally works is the incarcerated person is usually involved in the prison fellowship Bible study and other things that are going on in the prison personally. So they're in the program, they make a request of their Bible study leader and the people that are involved, and they say, hey, my kids are on the outside, they're not going to have Christmas this year. Could they become eligible for the Angel Tree program? And then on the outside, what happened at your apartment is what takes place. A local church gets your name. They evidently got a Santa outfit and some elves, and they all went over to deliver you a Christmas. How much did it change that holiday, that time, for you guys to know that your dad had not forgotten you?
That was huge. Like even to this day, I had never really completely thought about that. Just how big of an impact that was, because I had thought that my dad was, you know, this was normal. So, you know, of course he's going to get out and continue the same thing, or he's in prison and, you know, nothing's really changed in his mind. But to know that he was thinking about us, enough to send us to camp, like that was huge. Like Christmas at that time was different. Even though he wasn't there, it was different. There was more excitement in the room. There was anticipation, because now we're getting ready to go to camp, like, but we got to wait until summertime, which is a long way off. But yeah, we're excited, intrigued, and interested to find out more about what this camp really is.
All right. Well, when we come back, Zeke, we'll pick up the story from there. So Zeke's dad gets marched off in handcuffs the day that he tries out for a junior high basketball team. And then that Christmas, the Angel Tree folks come and deliver him a Christmas gift, not only with some things that were for him at that time, but also a scholarship to a summer camp. Friends, that's what we are attempting to try to help 21 more children, just like Zeke, just in the same situation. Their parents are incarcerated, but they're involved in the Prison Fellowship Bible study inside of prison. They want to make a difference. They don't want their kids to be forgotten. They want their kids to know that they actually think of them. And you can help make that possible. A one-time gift of $200, or if you have to do it over a course of months, you could do a two-month gift of $100 per month, or you could do 5 months at $50, whatever combination you need to do. My encouragement would be that you do that. And we've just received word the next four sponsorships that are given will be matched by a family that would like to match those four sponsorships. So we could fill 8 seats on the bus right now if you go to the phone and help us fill those 4 seats to make that match possible. 855-240-7721, 855-240-7721, 855-240-7721. I'm Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House says President Trump would support some of the GOP-led efforts to change immigration laws. Meantime, he's denouncing Democrats, accusing them of not doing enough to secure the border.
Democrats in Congress have opposed every measure that would close these immigration loopholes and bring the slaughter to an end. Americans must demand their lawmakers support the legislation we need to defeat MS-13 once and for all.
The president is being criticized for his policy of separating some children and their parents at the border. Oregon Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley says it's a bad plan.
If they're not going to be granted asylum, they're going to be sent back home. There's no reason to treat them like criminals and inflict harm on children and adults in the process.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I don't know. It's just something I love. This funky 1920s music and the Heart Sardines. And from the first time I heard this album, I said, I've got to have those as my Saturday night, Radio Night Live band. Anyway, welcome. It's Kevin McCullough welcoming you into a very special Radio Night Live here on Father's Day weekend. The opportunity to touch young people. And I've got something exciting we're going to be unveiling in this segment because there's some people that want to maximize the help to make it even more impacting for you to help get one of those kids on that bus tonight. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. And if you'd rather give online, my website for everything is thebingethinker.com. You can get all the podcasts, but just click on one of the Angel Tree artwork. It's one of the animated pieces, and you can be connected right now. That's TheBingeThinker.com. Calvin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Very exciting. Thank you for those of you that are calling, by the way. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. We have a match challenge that is in play. If we can get four children sponsored right now to get to go to summer camp with Angel Tree Ministries, Angel Tree Camp, 855-240-7721. We have a matching challenge from a single family in the New York area that is going to match all four of those kids. 855-240-7721. You might be supplying camp for an entire family. In our guest Zeke Griffin's case, it was for he and his two sisters. There are children that have parents in prison that will not get to go to a Christian summer camp of any sort. They don't have anybody telling them that they're loved, reminding them that God loves them, letting them know that their parent, even though they've made mistakes, is trying to get their life straightened out on the inside. It is a really, really cool program. Prison Fellowship, not only trying to disciple and bring people to the Lord inside of prison, but helping those same inmates reconnect with their family on the outside through Angel Tree Camp. 855-240-7721. Please call right now. We've only got 10 minutes left in that four-child match challenge, and we need you to call now. 855-240-7721. Zeke Griffin is my guest, and he is now a youth pastor in the Dallas, Texas area, and working very diligently to help other young children, but we're telling his story tonight. And Zeke, so where we left off, you had your first visit with Angel Tree. Now, that was at Christmas time when they gave you the stuff that was in the box, which I'm assuming included a toy, maybe a article of clothing, maybe a piece of fruit, maybe a Bible, something along those lines. What was the next interaction that you had with the people from Angel Tree?
The next time we had saw them was them contacting us again and letting us know exactly what camp was going to be like what we would expect.
Now, again, you had no framework for understanding what camp was. You grew up, you know, in the urban area of Dallas, and you're kind of a city guy. What was going through your mind as a 13-year-old junior higher going, oh, what is this camp stuff?
I had seen lots of movies about camps, but all of them are different. All of them are different, so I'm not sure exactly what to expect. And I think the part that got me the most was they said it's a Christian-based camp. And then, so in my mind, I was like, oh goodness, like we're just going to be studying the Bible the entire time. Like we'll never have any fun. They're just trying to like dump Jesus on us or something like that. And it was a little weird, but at the same time, I was like, maybe I could be wrong. I could still be wrong.
So you were at least willing to give yourself the chance that it could work out to be something good.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
So so how long then was it before you actually got to go to camp? I'm assuming that was sometime in the spring. How much later until you were actually on your way?
It was probably so after that last interaction, probably like 2.5 months. So not that far away.
And then how'd you get there? Were you on a bus with other kids? Did your mom take you? What was the transportation like?
Our mom took us. She wanted to see what it was like to, you know, mom's got that mama bear role. So yeah. Like, okay, I gotta make sure.
Mom radar. Day. Yep.
So she took us the whole way, and that whole trip over there was like nerve wracking, but so exciting at the same time. Like we were ecstatic to be going to this camp at this point.
So, and your sisters were older or younger than you at the time?
I had one older who was a year older and one younger who was a year younger.
Okay, so you were splitting the ages. Friends, Zeke Griffin was about to roll into Angel Tree Camp for the very first time. Would it change his life? We'll talk about that next. 855-240-7721. But we need to help other kids get to that camp, get to camps like it all over the country. 855-240-7721. Just minutes left in this challenge. 855-240-7721. If you give a child right now, someone else is going to give a child right now. Now up to the next eight kids. Help us out. 855-240-7721. To drive a woman mad, I'm going crazy with the blues of me. Crazy with the blues.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you.
partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by Pro Pure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Glad you're with us, and I hope that your mind is being opened to a little bit of a world that maybe you're not aware of. We've been talking with my guest Zeke Griffin this hour, and it's all about the experience that he had as a young child who saw his father marched away in handcuffs on the opening day of his junior high basketball tryouts, then was visited by Santa and some elves from Project Angel Tree in the Christmas of that that following year. And then the following summer, he was actually on his way to a place called Angel Tree Camp. His mom was driving him. He and his sisters are there. And I don't know, friend, if you're listening, if you had summer camp experiences, but like Zeke, I remember the first time I went to a Christian camp as a young boy very vividly. And while I was a little bit hesitant about what it was going to be about, when it came time to leave a few days later, it was heartbreaking because I had found such a unique and wonderful experience. But Zeke, let's take you to the moment that your mom rolled the car through the entry gate of the camp. What went through your mind as you're rolling in?
This place is massive. Like, after we entered the gate, you see people lined up along the roads, which was along the lake leading up to the camp. And they're screaming, they're cheering, they're like riding on your car and all this stuff. It was insane. And then you're driving down this road towards camp, and you can look off to the left and see cabins, like a cabin names, and then you see your name on that cabin with other kids. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's me. Like, this is now completely real. And I am, like, my heart is beating out of my chest. I'm excited to get there. So, like, everything on the lake looked like it was fun. There were people actually out on the lake that were wakeboarding and stuff. So, like, okay, this is not what I expected. Let's do this. Let me get out of the car now. Let's do this.
It took about 25 seconds from the front of the gate to the cabin to just change your whole mentality and go, okay, I'm ready. Let me out.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
So then you went through a week of kind of unusual expectations, and some of it was probably more structured and more disciplined than what you had had in a lot of life. Describe how you adapted to that schedule for that week.
It was quite different. You had to be at certain things at a certain time, which wasn't hard, but like waking up early was probably the hardest part for any kid. Like, you know, keeping, of course. But I knew waking up, like, I'd be able to go hang out with the friends I was making that week. So you'd wake up, you'd go to breakfast, and then throughout breakfast time to about lunchtime, you'd have all these activities that were scheduled out for you, whether you're on the lake, the zip line, whatever the case may be. And then, you know, the lunch was good. It was always exciting. In the lunchroom, people were, like, losing their minds over songs and stuff like that. So this was every day, really. After lunch, you have Bible study. And that part was new for me, just breaking it down into like those intimate settings where you're, you know, with four other guys from your cabin, but with a counselor as well. And just having that, you know, that personal time to get be able to open up and whatnot. So, it was, the schedule was different, but it was amazing still. I still had a great time, even in, you know, the strict timing that we had to be a spot. So it was great.
And I know that in the years since, you've served as a counselor and you've interacted with kids. What's one of the most meaningful experiences as a counselor you remember with one of your campers, in maybe, I don't know, leading them to God or helping them understand something for the first time? Just tell us about one of those experiences.
It was midway through the week. It was a Wednesday night, and this is the night that they had this camp-wide, basically like tag kind of. They called it Mission Impossible. And the game was over, and one of my kids came up to me, and he just sat down. He's like, Zeke, I'd like to talk to you. I'm like, sure, let's do this. What's going on? Like, tell me what's on your heart. And we sat there. We began to talk, and he just opened up. He's like, man, I got to share my story with him earlier in the week. I was like, dude, I had never known, you know, people deal with things like this. And, you know, he was saying how he felt sorry for, what life was like with, you know, back then for me. But at the same time, he started to share like how life was for him. And it was the exact same in a way, but he had a more privileged life. You know, he still had things to fall back on, you know, like it wasn't a long period of time where his parents weren't there, but, he still felt that, you know, he was the only one that was dealing with this. And then, and talking with him through this, he was like, dude, I just want to be able to do the same thing you're doing, because I feel like the world just needs this. They need to experience this type of love that we receive here at camp, because it can become so scary out there in the real world that people forget that, you know, we have everyone's dealing with something, and you know, there's especially with the kids, there's something to be said when, you know, a kid comes up to you and just, you know, just breaks down crying, you know, just pouring out their heart. Like there's something to be said about that, and he just wanted to be able to do the same thing I was doing, touch someone's life so that they can be changed in that moment with whatever they were dealing with, especially if it was the same thing we both were dealing with, which was, you know, having that parent be incarcerated. So,
yeah,
that conversation was huge. And it's like, to this day, I still keep in contact with him. Like, that's my Timothy is what they call it at camp. And
we
still keep in touch with each other.
That's fantastic. And friends, that's what happens when you help a kid get to Angel Tree Camp. You help change their whole life. They become difference makers instead of just simply succumbing to the cycle of whatever their parents do or whatever their community or culture tells them to do. Their lives are changed, and you make that possible. 855-240-7721, 855-240-7721, 855-240-7721. We're going to continue with Zeke in just a second, and when we do, I want him to tell us the moment at camp that changed his life forever, because now at 29, he's not incarcerated. He's a youth pastor, and he's working with young people trying to help them solve the very same heart hurts that he himself felt back on the day when he saw his dad carried off in handcuffs. It's Kevin McCullough. We're talking about Angel Tree Camp. Help us right now. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. You can also give online at my website, TheBingeThinker.com. Don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. you create 9/11. Through 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Kevin McCullough, final few minutes of this hour, and so thankful to have had Zeke Griffin join us. Zeke, sincerely appreciate your story, and it's inspiring and encouraging. Let's go back to camp. Your first time there, you didn't want to be there when you got the scholarship. You rolled in. You saw it was completely different. It changed your life. You made friends. You started asking questions. Take us to the point that your life changed at Angel Tree Camp.
It was the last day there. And it was kind of crazy. One of the counselors had pulled me to the side, and I'll never forget this. Pulled me to the side as we're getting ready to have like the closing show and whatnot. And he said, "Dude, the reason I got up and came back to camp every day, and every year after that, because I was with this guy for like 3 more years after that, was like, dude, the reason I wake up and come to camp every day is to see your face. I was like, dude, I love you, and I wish nothing and pray nothing but the best for you." When he said that, like, I broke down. I had never, like, you get that from your family, and, you know, there's this whole idea of, like, your family has to love you type of deal, but
right. It's
that from someone who did not know you that well. Only spent a week with you. To hear someone say that, like, that kind of love has to be passed on to somebody else, and that is the moment that truly changed my life, because at that moment I was like, yo, I want someone else to experience this same type of love that I'm feeling right now. I want to be able to give this back to somebody else.
And of course, accepting Jesus as your Savior and turning your life over to Him, and then eventually following His call to do what you do now as a youth pastor.
Yep. That was all because of camp. Like, I wanted to be around kids. I wanted to give kids a voice. I wanted to let them know that, hey, you are not alone in this. And in turning my life over to Christ and, you know, starting to follow along some of the steps of, like, the youth pastor that I had before, the counselors that were there, like, that is what guided me towards, you know, what became my dream job now. And it's being a youth pastor, one of the best jobs. It's not even a job to me. This is life. Like, I love what I get to do. I wake up every day more and more excited because I know someone's life is going to be changed somehow, some way. It may not be today, but just being there and giving them a voice, like, someone's life is going to be changed. And that is what I love so much about my job.
And that all started, friend, it all started because when Zeke's dad was carried off in handcuffs and he had to go to basketball tryouts alone, and Angel Tree showed up on his front door and they knocked and there was Santa and the elves, and eventually he got to go to camp because his dad had requested that he get to be part of that program. It changed his life. And friends, that's what we're doing when we put those kids into that scholarship program. We still have a few seats that we need your help with. 855-240-7721. Don't let this moment go by without making the decision to help. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. This is Kevin McCullough. Zeke, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.